We are live.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that is encouraging. We
It
are
is.
live. I can worry about the main screen. So I'm just going to... Robin, why don't we just fire up some intro music? I suppose we can kick this thing off.
I think we should.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you
come? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into episode 774 of the Overseas Connection podcast, coming to you live from the West Wing. Today is March 3rd, 2024. I'm Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And if you are unfamiliar with the show, it is a video game podcast. We talk about video games a lot. We also talk about life a lot. So buckle up, get set. You're going to be hearing from myself and two lovely individuals, one who is coughing and one who is not coughing in the present. not coughing, Mr. Robin Tate.
I'm not in the coffin. Not yet.
You are not in a coffin. Not yet.
No. No coffin free. No. I'm a coffin dodger.
And in fact, I will remove the video recording call symbol that was over your head as well. So, you know, whoops. It's all going very smoothly. Kim Woods, yeah. Coughing on the podcast.
A little bit, yeah. The cold's still hanging in there a little bit, but I've got my cough drops, so hopefully that'll help.
All right. Nice t-shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
Little D&D reference. That's going to come back later in the show, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
Thank you both for being on the podcast.
Indeed. You are welcome.
If you're new to the podcast, we do this every Sunday, 8 p.m. in the UK, 12 p.m. in the West Coast, 3 p.m. in the Central Time Zone. Oh, sorry, 2 p.m.
Wait, yeah, I was gonna say, wait a minute.
Yeah, 3 p.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah, whatever.
Time changes are coming up.
Yeah, right.
In the month. Yeah.
I hate that. The worst time of year is when the times change.
Right.
Yeah. We have a Discord, in case you're wondering.
Getting busy.
It's the future.
Yeah, it is the future. People populating, invading the Discord, if you will. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. Come check us out on those channels. Like, subscribe, do that social media stuff. Also, of course, you can take part live. Just hang out in the chat, chat away, submit questions. We do that on the Discord. For those of you who don't know, I for the longest time was a Discord disbeliever, still quasi Discord disbeliever. It has its usefulness, its functionality. I get it. I'm there for that. But it's not the easiest, cleanest UI interface I've ever seen.
No.
Just say that. No. Okay. No. We have one birthday for a fine individual that I have struggled with naming, giving him name. For years upon years upon years, Nick Auld, happy birthday, 42.
He was so much older. It's the beard.
He has an amazing beard, but it has quite a bit of gray to it.
And his jokes are second to none.
His jokes are absolute dad jokes, which makes him seemingly be like he's 82.
Right.
But yeah.
He also sings happy birthday really well. Just FYI.
Does he?
Okay. I know.
Friggin' song, man.
All right. Things happy we do not do on this podcast very well.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here.
General was not recognized.
Now, see, I could sing like that, especially with this whole cold thing going on. I'd sound exactly like that.
Barry, it's a podcast requirement to sing off key. It really is.
Right?
It is. All right. Well, we've got the pleasantries out of the way. Let's dive into some story time.
Right. Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right. Raise of hands. Who wants to go first? Just like a class. Just like the classroom. Nobody wants to raise their hand to go first. Robin, you are up first, my friend.
Okay, I'm free. Okay, so I know it's been going on for ages, but my last month day of my 3 months of gardening leave finished on Friday. I am now officially retired. I am no longer employed by the man. And the money went into the bank on Friday morning. And the car goes away, I think, tomorrow. It's sitting washed, ready, hoovered, cleaned, and ready for someone to pick up. That's it. A new chapter of my life opens, and the old door closes. And, my old MD asked me to meet him last week, and I went down, and we had a cup of coffee together. And I was amicable enough for half an hour until towards the end. He said that my solicitor didn't do me any favors and was a pain in the ass. I said, what do you mean? I said, well, he kept on wanting things changed, and there was one thing in one contract, and he said it wasn't in the previous one, and he wanted it written in and insisted to have it, and he was an absolute pain in the ass. I said, that's exactly why I employed him, Jerry.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Absolutely. Anytime somebody tells you that their lawyer, you know, interacting with your, you know, company or whatever has been a pain in the ass, likely that lawyer is doing what you want them to be doing.
Exactly.
I wish it hadn't came to that. And I said, well, first of all, you asked me to get a lawyer. And secondly, I would have been quite happy to walk away a lot sooner if you had have offered me the same sort of package that you offered one of the other chaps who'd been there less than me. And you didn't.
Right. Oh,
you're not supposed to know that. Oh, right. Okay, Jerry. Well, I do. So let's not get into an argument here, and let's leave this on a happy note. So there we go.
Now, I'm trying to remember. Was Jerry the son of the owner?
No, he was the MD. No, the son has been trying to contact me a couple of times on Thursday and Friday, and I haven't returned the call. And I'm not going to either. If there's one person that I don't want to speak to ever again in this world, and you might think that's quite childish, but I went, nah. I've wasted enough of my time on you, and I'm not going to speak to you with platitudes that you don't really mean about good and all the best. So, no.
Oh, hold on. Boomer's saying there's no audio. I'm not sure if it's just him or...
I don't know. You know what? I think he would be absolutely correct. Let me just double check something here.
Uh-oh.
Fantastic. The best part is... the audio version, people will hear this and it will sound perfectly normal.
Absolutely. Hopefully. So I finished my work. I'm retired. I'm 55. I am without work. I am free. I had a meeting with my old boss and it went all right almost, but we left on decent enough terms. And on to the new chapter of my life. You would think that I have lots of time, but I don't. I'm unbelievably busy. So, and between Judith's stuff and my stuff at the moment, it's just cray cray. We've spent a lot of time going through final design tweaks and bits and pieces for merch and t-shirts and merchandise and all of that sort of stuff. And DTF prints have been sent off tonight to the printers to get those transfers in. That's done. The online shop is ready for Bongo Racing and the mug stuff's ready. Hoodie samples are in. I ordered hundreds and hundreds of pounds worth of blanks of t-shirts and sweatshirts and polo shirts and all today. Hopefully within the next few weeks, we'll have that online store up and going. And that's exciting in itself because I wanted to do this all myself. There's lots of other companies that do this, like Spreadshirt and lots of other mm-hmm. companies that provide t-shirts and sweatshirts and mugs and all that. But they're in my mind, they're ridiculously priced. Like, you know, $35 for a t-shirt plus delivery is just not on. So I have went and sourced from wholesalers and looked at that and printed samples. And I'm very, very happy with that. And I know I can offer a really, really good quality piece of merch, some funny stuff, some good stuff that I can sell on eBay and Etsy, as well as my own little community. That's good. That's a good challenge. So
it is.
Yeah. So on to the new life. On to the new life.
Yeah.
Do I have regrets? Not really. No, not in the slightest. Not yet.
When do you start the OnlyFans?
It's funny. I approved an OnlyFans livery for one of the cars recently. So no OnlyFans for me. I don't think so. No, I don't think we need to do that. Judith is doing that, so I don't need to do that as well. So.
Okay.
But I mean, Judith's stuff then. So she has two things going on, and the orders have started to flock in. One is called a Wee Favor, a business.
Right.
Just getting off the ground now. And it's all about wedding gifts and party gifts and little boxes of treats and goodie bags for parties or goodie bags. Yeah. So, and I think they've got their first batch of half a dozen orders in that have to go out next week. Like 50 packs of this and 30 packs of that, and that's taken off. And then the Love, Share, and Foster stuff. It's going kind of nutty as well. So there's also hoodies and wear for them that's coming, and they're doing so. This is all the craft boxes for kids after school.
That's for Rob VTS, as in Snuggins.
Yeah, so involved in all sorts of stuff. Kids haven't been well this week, still not well. Jasmine's been sicky. They've been at school, but everybody's under the weather. They're probably full of COVID. and they've all been off their food, and Jasmine's been a bit chesty and vomity, and it's just
the COVID thing. It is going. My sister caught COVID, and she's just a wreck right now.
Well, Judith didn't go to church today because her father is quite he's quite elderly now, and he would be quite prone to, he has a blood disorder, and they don't want to get him sick, so she didn't go. She didn't want to mix it up. And her mother going, "Oh, maybe you got COVID. Take a COVID test." She going, "No, I'm doing. We're done with that. You're sick. If you're sick, you're sick. But I'm just right. If I had the flu or the cold, I wouldn't come near him, and that's what I have right now. So I'm not coming near him. So I don't need him to." Take a test to tell me I've got the cold or the flu or whatever it may be, or a bit of a virus. And like, so yeah. I mean, 2.5 years ago, if our house was like it is now, we would have the Black Death would be us, and the way it would be quarantined off, and there would be a police cordon at the top of our road. So no more.
Yeah. Well, I hope people start feeling better. That's
yeah, okay. There's still pain about it. No, there's still fine. That's it. I'm looking forward to the, you mentioned the clocks changing. I'm looking forward to the lighter nights again. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. I want to get that again. I like that time of year, and we don't need to change the clocks after that ever again. So just stay there.
Right. Okay.
Good with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I gotta say one fun thing there just happened today. Mike Chin posted a photograph of his with the Las Vegas bib on. This is very, very cool. And again, this time last year, were we starting to really get ready for, when did we go? Was it April?
Was it May? March? I think it was May.
May.
We were just getting ready to roll.
May. Yeah, we were getting ready to roll in April. That was when Snoogans had the opportunity to join us, but sadly, he prioritized other things and he missed out on a great trip.
There you go. Yeah. Trip of a lifetime, that was.
Yes, it was.
All right. So, I'm busy with life, busy with my own stuff, and every day is still a friggin' Friday. I have lost track of time. I honestly, I do not know every day. I get on a Tuesday, and I'm thinking tomorrow's, what day was yesterday? I have no idea.
It's not a bad problem to have.
On top of that, you're butt dialing people at 30 in the morning.
Wasn't my butt. Dear. Wasn't my butt. I had a hard on and it pushed the phone.
That sounds about right.
So I had a slight rebuke message. It's very early. What's up? I knew you would have taken the call if it had been something urgent, but it was my willy that poked you at that time. So I apologize for that.
The first time.
Right.
Sorry, we're not talking about Vegas.
Life's good. That's good.
Right on. All right. Good. Good. Kim, what's going on? Kim, talk to me about disappointment.
Oh, my God. Okay. I ordered a Thor statue. I was super excited about it. I showed it last week on the show. It got here Tuesday, I think. Yes. So I was all excited. Opened the box. Got them all put together. Put the head on there. And immediately got disappointed. Because the head that came with my statue does not look like the Thor on the box.
Looks like Mickey Mouse.
Kind of. He's like Thor's stoner cousin Dave or something. It just does not look like,
do you have him there?
Like Thor.
Can you show us it?
Well, he's up there. So yeah, it's I got a picture of it on here. Hold on a second. But yeah, and that's the first one, because I've ordered statues from this place before and they've looked like really awesome. But then this one was just
Thor.
Terrible. It was awful.
I know, so you posted up a picture in the WhatsApp chat, and this would be right about now if I was more adept in that.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see that
or not. Doesn't come across at all. Yeah. But so here's the thing, Kim, and I did figure this out, and I think I 100% am accurate on this.
Right.
The real problem with the Thor statue is Thor is lacking basically any pigment to his skin.
Right. He's just all washed out.
He's pasty Thor.
Exactly. Yeah. As CP Matthew says, I got Thor from Timu. So exactly. I got Timu Thor. That's what I got.
Jan's better quality.
Right. So
Thor went to the brothel, he went to the bathroom, and he walked in, and there's a guy standing there having a pee, and he goes, "I am Thor." And the guy's goes, "Yeah, you're Thor. I'm Thor. I can't even piss right."
Exactly. It's bad, because like I said, even Phil was like, "Yeah, that's his cousin Dave." I'm like, "Yeah, pretty much. That's what that is." So I'm slightly disappointed. I even left a kind of a bad review, but it's not posted on the website yet, so I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Well, they don't let you actually post bad reviews. You can write them; they won't post.
Right,
them.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've even thought about getting a hold of them and sending a picture and going, "Okay, this does not look like what's on the box. Can you send me another?" You know, head. I don't know, because
now you were going to try and get a hold of Timu.
No. Sideshow Collectibles is where I got it. It's actually from Iron Studios. So, and the thing it is, I ordered my black suited Superman from Iron Studios, and it looks exactly like Henry Cavill. I mean, it's awesome.
Well, it's because Henry Cavill's pasty.
Right, I guess. And, you know, then I get Thor and I'm expecting big things. And, well, I got Dave. Thor's cousin. So, I don't know.
Now we know the truth about Thor. You were expecting big things and he disappointed. So
he disappointed, yeah. So there's that. But I may like send him an email or something this week and say, "Hey, this is what I got, and it doesn't look anything." I even sent a picture of what it looked like on the box, and it doesn't even look remotely like what's on the box.
Thorly disappointed. CP Matthew with the ultimate dadism there. Yeah.
Right, yep. Well, thoroughly disappointed. I was. Yeah. So in other news, I finally got to the dentist last week and got my teeth taken care of for the most part.
Your dentures.
And no, I didn't get dentures. I still have all my teeth.
They're all in. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, I still got them all. She's like, "You do have gum disease," which I knew going into it, because I've mentioned it before when I went to the dentist. They told me the same thing. So I knew that. And she's like, "There's a couple we need to keep an eye on." So whatever. But I have to go back in a month because all they did was clean the bottom ones. And that took over an hour. So she's like, "Come back in a month and we'll do the top and see if there's anything else we need to keep an eye on." Okay. And then she's like, "After that, I want you to come back every 3 months so we kind of keep on an eye on them."
Ching.
So, all right. Yeah, whatever. That's
the dentist. They just come across as kind of like that crooked car repair shop. I know,
right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Found something new. Gotta keep an eye on this. Why don't you come back in 3 months?
Right.
And then they'll recommend a treatment. The treatment's never covered by your insurance. It's always something extra.
Well, yeah, because I had to buy their membership deal for $407, but it did cover my x-rays. And speaking of which, they have a weird contraption that I've never seen before. I had to go, and it was a weird machine. Kind of. And it had like a little halo thing around it, right? If I have that at the dentist, we're at the wrong fucking dentist. Anyway.
I'd rather have a baby than go to the dentist. Let me adjust the chair.
I don't know about that either. But anyway.
She is in a small town. Maybe it's dual, you know, they're dual purposing.
Dual purpose. Yeah, right. It could be. It used to be back in the old days, I'm sure. But anyway, there was a strange machine. And come to find out, you stick your head in it and this thing went around your head. And come to find out, it's a panoramic x-ray machine, which I had never seen before. Which, because of my CP, I don't exactly, sometimes I slouch. And apparently right. I must have been slouching because the dentist was like, we're going to need another one of those because you're kind of at a weird angle. So and then I guess when I go back in a month, I'll have to do that all again, which was awkward because you had to stand in this thing and your arms had to be crossed and they had a bite thing you had to bite on. And then, of course, the thing goes around your head. So it was just weird for me.
It's like one of those things you have at a formal event, you know, when you're in your tuxedo, which I'll never be in again, and you stand and the camera whizzes around you and you pose.
Right.
Yep.
It's like those, but for your teeth. Okay.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And so, in this instance, they took an x-ray of her ear.
Right. And the funny thing is, by this time, they'd already numbed me up. So my lip was numb, and it felt like it was sticking out to here. So, I mean, it was all kind of awkward anyway, but... Anyway, it was good. Like I said, the dentist did say I've got a couple and she's going to have to look out for it. And it cost me like $800 and some by the time it was done. But I've got 12 months to pay it off. So whatever. No big deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And of course, it being the first of the month, we have calendars.
Oh, my goodness. It's March.
I know you're all excited about
it. It is March,
right?
It's Friday. It's 3rd of March. Yes.
So anyway, I guess we'll go with the what did I call it? Pecs and Pussies. I guess we'll go with that one first. And I didn't think about that for a minute. I almost said penis and pussy, but I think that's about right. But I guess it
new
is.
New calendar.
Anyway, we've got Ben and Maria. I'm assuming the firefighter's Ben and Maria's the cat, but who knows? I don't judge.
I legitimately feel like we've seen this picture already.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure you probably have. I'm sure he's.
I know.
I mean, I'm sure he's been in the other calendar. And then for our cosplay calendar for March, we have Billy Butcher and the baby from The Boys.
All right. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of dark. I swear they need to lighten that up a little bit. Whatever. That's what we got. So other than that, I'm still sick. And hopefully the warm weather will kill that eventually. And that's it for me. Hey, okay. Grails.
Greg, you've also put me on an Arnold Schwarzenegger binge at the moment.
Oh, God.
Yes. To the book.
Yeah.
Okay, and we thoroughly enjoyed the book. It was hard to be 7 things to be useful about or make yourself useful in 7 ways or whatever, narrated by Arnie himself. Very, very interesting. Very, very positive. But I've started, I watched Twins straight after in the middle of it, of course, which is brilliant. And
and when you watch Twins now, it's even better because you know the backstory of how that movie got made and how it came to be.
Forgot how beautiful the girl is in Twins.
Oh yeah,
she's stunning. Anyway, and then I've watched Terminator. I hadn't watched it that long ago, but the first Terminator movie again with new eyes too. Bill Paxton in the very beginning of it.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
like a punk, really, really, really good. So I'm gonna work my way through them all again and do an early binge.
No, I'm glad I could contribute to that.
Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah. I'm positive now. And I never wasted much time anyway, but it's made me really, really think about, you know, not wasting time.
Yeah, yeah. So for those curious, it's an audiobook. I'm sure you could buy the book, but I think it's actually better as an audiobook. Be Useful. It is narrated by Arnold Schwarzenegger himself. It is kind of his life. And it's not a total autobiography, but it's kind of snippets, important snippets.
It's about his approach to life, I suppose, rather than, it's a lot of his life. And I mean, there's an awful lot of mention of bodybuilding all the way through it and how he compares bodybuilding to a lot of stuff. But it's, again, how he came to the country and instead of wasting time and people, you know, he went to night classes for business studies, and when he got his money for the first time winning Mr. Universe, he bought an apartment block because he wanted to be an actor, but he wanted to be not working all the time, a jobbing actor. So he used his money for that, but then also went to business classes, business night school for it, and he went to night school for to speak better English. He said, I might get my money back for that. But yeah, it's funny. It's kind of funny as well. And then just how he approached everything. And he said, like, I hate the term that I'm a self-made man because I'm driven, but there's lots of people that help me up along the way that I have a big, great respect for and all of it. You know, it's a reflection on that. And there's a thing that he talks about, people say, you don't have time. We're too busy. Too busy, we don't have time to go to the gym, or we don't have time to do that project. And those are the people that moan the most about not getting a fair shake in life. And he breaks it down to, like, you know, if you have a job, you've got usually an 8-hour job.
Yep.
And you sleep for roughly 8 hours. And let's say most people commute, it's about half an hour. But let's say that's 2 hours. That's 18 hours. And then you spend 3 hours with your family, good quality time. 3 hours is good. That's 18, that's 21. 3 hours left. You've got 2 hours to do housework or joinery or DIY or whatever it is. And then you've got an hour that you could be going for a walk or learning a language or reading a book or driving that project. Right. So there's no excuse to say, but what about downtime? Well, that's in your 3 hours with your family and relaxation, and being tired, like, that's for wimps. You know, don't say you're tired. So it's very, very good. It's good. Good.
It's very motivating. It is. And also it makes you do a lot of self-reflection as you start going through this. You're like, oh, yeah, okay. And it's funny because he talks about at the gym, and we'll get off this topic, but I mean, he talks about being at the gym and when he's watching people going through just the motions of being at the gym. And I do this all the time. And I'm just like, why are you even there if you're not going to try and push yourself?
Worse now with people doing videos of themselves in the gym and waiting for people to even look their direction so they can become internet famous for 15 minutes.
Those people are weird to me.
Gym at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I stopped doing that for the record. So
thank God. I mean, what?
All right. So lots of stuff happening on my end. We have been talking to numerous vendors for our backyard. So we're now getting serious. Say it again.
Did you not bring your pond?
No. So the backyard is just a giant mud pit right now. We are going to basically put in a pool, landscape it out, and I'm seeing the dollar figures for this.
Did you get the speakers in? I mean, how much
speakers are in? Entertainment center for the most part all in. I may have to do a small tweak there because the guy that did the entertainment center, he put in basically a mesh for the cabinet doors where like the home theater system is, because I told him, I said it needs to be able to breathe. So he has like a grill mesh in front of it, and then he put a cloth behind it that's supposed to be a breathable cloth, just so when you're looking at it, you're not like staring into, you know, a cabinet with cables and components, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The problem is the breathable cloth really isn't breathable. And so that entertainment center is just becoming a giant hot box.
Yeah.
And things are cooking in there. I was like, holy shit, it's hot in there. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to actually pull the cloth that he put in there and actually just take screen door mesh that you'd have on like your screen door or your window and put that on the back. So
keep the mosquitoes sooner.
What was that?
It'll keep the mosquitoes out.
It'll keep the mosquitoes out for sure. And it'll keep it breathing, which is the most important part. But yeah, so the vendors on the backyard. So it's amazing. One, how freaking expensive this is. We're talking, this is going to be a $200,000 project.
Fuck off.
Yeah, it is. It is insane. We'll probably do it in phases. The pool itself is half that. And then there,
the pool. All right.
There'll be an outdoor kitchen seating area. Okay. There's going to be a bunch of trees that we're going to put in. So it is just going to be expensive. So we're trying to find the right vendor for that, obviously. So
I know a guy.
Everybody knows a guy. I swear to God, it's pretty comical. Like the pool guy. Yeah. Well, if you need somebody for your concrete, I know a guy. So anyway, we think we know the vendor we want to go with, but we're taking in all the bids just the same so we can compare prices. It's, you know, price is not the be all end all, by the way.
Definitely.
Because I want quality. Yep. One gentleman, he was extremely eager. He's just like, I'm ready to go now, man. I'm ready to go. Let's get this signed off. We'll go now. And I'm like, no, you are the last person I'm doing business with.
You need references. You need to see see some finished projects and have a chat with people.
Oh, yeah. And then I had one other gentleman. He literally sent me like 30 pictures on my phone.
Wow.
I'm just sitting in a meeting and I just start hearing this bing, 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 bing. And I'm like, who the hell's blowing up my? He was like, I couldn't send it via email because the files were too big. So instead, he texted me all these pictures and files and videos.
Wow.
Anyway, but so cross your fingers. By next week, we will have a vendor selected, and then we really want to get this, at least the pool part, done by summer. So that's the plan.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And then, not that, you know, that was not enough spending of money on shopping. We went shopping on Saturday, and ended up buying all new bedroom furniture, brand new bed.
Ah, well, you go through beds pretty quickly, Greg.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And then everything was capped out after we spent like $5,000 at the furniture store. I'm like, fuck. So I get a call from my mom. She got in a car accident.
Oh, like,
The good news is it wasn't her fault. She's okay. She was with my aunt, and apparently the guy just drove right into the side of their car. Didn't even see him.
Oh, dear.
But didn't hit him at a high speed, so there was no injuries. But of course, my mom was freaked out. And I'm just like, Mom, it's okay. The door is dented. Everything else seems to be fine in the vehicle. So I'm like, you still can drive it if you need to. She's like, but I need to get it checked out. I'm like, well, looking at it, it's fine. There's no damage other than the door. But, you know, Mom needs the reassurances right now.
Right.
This is the last thing I really could have wanted at all to happen.
Here we come again.
Pretty much. And of course, what's going on right now is there's a straight up blizzard in the Sierra Mountains. So I couldn't even get to her if I wanted to. They've closed down all of the highways. So, yeah.
Well, you know, be grateful she's there. And, you know,
that's what it is. She's there, not here.
It's going to get worse, not better. So, you know.
All right. Well, that is pretty much it for story time. Let's tackle these community questions.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
we have some really solid community questions. So first off, Christopher Matthew.
Okay. Wow.
Fired on a question saying, while I'm thinking about it, what are your thoughts on the upcoming Borderlands movie and its trailer? Borderlands was popular with the community back in the day. So I did watch the Borderlands trailer. I don't know if either of you have seen it.
Yes.
Okay. So Rob and I would encourage it. Kevin Hart, Kate Blanchard. Oh God. So the gal from Halloween. I can't think of her name.
Yeah.
Protagonist. Eric. She's always fighting Michael.
Oh, yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. Yeah, there we go. I couldn't think of her name. Jack Black is going to be a voice actor in it for the robot guy. And again, blanking on his name from Borderlands.
Blacktrap.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. I think this game actually captures Borderlands pretty well. The essence of it. They have all of the elements of the movie in there, the vehicles, the monsters.
It depends how they tackle it. If it's all tongue-in-cheek crap, and it looks like it's quite light.
Yes, it is definitely going. I was reminded of Dungeons and Dragons. So that was a movie I had very low expectations on, but it surprised me immensely. Had a lot of fun with that movie. I'm getting that similar vibe to this movie.
Here's my thing, though. Okay. I all remember Roland and how big Roland was. And then you've got Kevin Hart, who is decidedly not even close to being that big.
Yeah.
And then, two, Roland actually wasn't the funny guy. So I'm cautious to see how they're going to do that.
Some creative liberties.
Here's the bit. Here's the bit from the producers of Uncharted, Spider-Man, and Venom.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not good. It's crap. If it comes out,
the special effects look fantastic in it. I mean, honestly, I was very pleased. Obviously, wait and see. Who knows? But
right.
I don't know, it felt like it was capturing enough of the Borderlands vibe to me that I'm excited for this. Cautiously optimistic that it will be good like Dungeons & Dragons.
Right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, you know, anything at all that's good gaming-wise, great. You know, brilliant.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe this generation that really good cinematic games that we've been playing over the last 10 years, you know, that something will be more and more stuff like this because it won't be seen as something crappy. That it is a game, you know, it is cultural now, you know, so Why not?
So. And that's exactly it. But also, I feel like we've had such a good run. I mean, The Last of Us TV series.
Yeah, yeah.
Dungeons & Dragons. Halo's finally getting better.
Halo's right? good. Halo's good.
So,
good.
So I feel like we're in kind of a time frame where, and of course the Spider-Man movie, so in Spider-Man games, you know, I think we're finally getting gaming movies that are doing it justice, doing it right. Anyway, so I'm excited for it. I'm curious to see in the chat if anybody else, Christopher Matthew, you posed the question, you're in the chat. What did you think of the trailer? You know, are you looking forward to the movie? Do you think it's going to be good, or do you think it's going to be crappy? Or are you upset that Kevin Hart is playing Roland? Okay. Kim's also upset. A racist.
I just think it's a little odd. You know, it's an odd casting choice given what Roland was. So,
well, they couldn't get The Rock, so they had to settle on Kevin Hart.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Although Rock would have been a good brick.
So. True.
All right.
All right, next question for Batch. Do you believe all games will end up available under cloud gaming in the future?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's so, an inevitable. Anyway. Although I will throw this out there.
Okay.
I think these companies have underestimated the cost of cloud gaming. Now, granted, that right. cost will decrease over time, but I think it's a little bit more expensive than they initially were thinking it would be to service everybody through cloud. So I think cloud being the main way we game is still a far ways off. And I think cloud right now will still be a like a subservice. You know, you can download it and test it out. It's not really going to be your main way of playing games for a long time.
Right.
So. Oh, I've got distracted.
What were you distracted by, Robin?
Do you remember those? So I was looking at the Borderlands trailer, and in the right hand column. I'm sorry about this. Do you know the movie, the thing with Hitler in the bunker?
Yes.
Telephone call. Yeah, it's Hitler phones Biden.
Oh God.
I'll have to watch that all later. Okay, carry on. Carry on.
Fair enough. All right, Kim, we are at that time of the month. Free games are coming up because we have paid for subscriptions, although some of them actually are free.
Right.
Let's talk about it.
Alrighty. Oops, I went too far. I scrolled too far. Always. I hate when that happens.
Always.
Alrighty. Your free games for the month of March are, for PlayStation Plus, we have Sifu, EA Sports, F1 23, Hello Neighbor 2, and Destiny 2's Witch Queen expansion. So, and we'll carry on. We have for Amazon Prime games for March, we have Fallout 2, Scarf, Mystery Case Files, Mods to a Flame, Invincible Presents Adam Eve, okay, Pearls of Atlantis, The Cove, oh, this was a good one, Bus Simulator 21, Next Stop. Simulators for everything. Through the Darkest of Times, Bridge to Another World, Secrets of the Nutcracker. Okay.
That had to have been Robinism.
No, it isn't, because that's how I put
first
it in
thing
there.
First thing I thought
of. Yeah, right. And for your Epic Games for this month, we still have Aerial Knights Never Yield till the 7th. And then after that, we have Astro Duel 2 for the 7th to the 14th.
Ooh!
So there you go.
I have a quick question. Wasn't Sifu originally a PlayStation Plus offering?
Probably.
When it launched?
Not sure, but probably, I think.
I thought it was.
Could be.
Go figure.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for that, Kim.
You are welcome.
I suppose we could talk about some video games.
As we should.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
I really need to swap these earbuds out because every once in a while the left one now is like just goes out. And so suddenly I'm just hearing it in mono.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Anyway.
Right.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Good. Because I've got that a works. Bone to pick.
Never go first.
Nuggins.
Oh.
Never go first.
We were, you know, Wednesdays, Halo, the Bad Bunnymen. We all right. get together. And somebody's been missing in action. Now, he's happy to play PC Friday, you know, Fatal Fridays with Mark, but haven't seen him in a while. And you know what? We're just fine. Snuggins.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, romance is ridiculous. Over. And he's been giving bad excuses, really poor excuses about why he couldn't join here and there. At least he's not trying to fake the gym anymore. That's at least the one thing that's not happening. But yeah, so we had a great session Wednesday. Went 4-1 in our matches. So yeah, we'll take that. Good times. And then I fired up Dead Island 2.
Ooh.
And this is a game that's not normally my jam.
Right.
I'm not really big. I mean, zombie games in general, I don't have a feeling one way or the other. And by the way, I did not prepare any video for this podcast. So okay. I literally came in 5 minutes before we started. So yeah, you know, amateur hour. But Dead Island 2, I will just say this right now. Absolutely. There's something about this game that I just enjoy. And I think it's because it doesn't take itself too seriously, but it's very well done. The voice acting is well done. The writing, a little cheesy. That's okay. It's not scary. It's gory, creepy at times, but it's never scary. It is just, you're out in the zombie apocalypse. You know, you're just, you're kind of, you've got your roadmap of things to do, you know, to basically kind of call in the cavalry and get yourself out of this area. You crash in a plane, not to kind of spoil everything, but it's been out for a while. What I was really surprised by is how well the little cutscenes are done, the vignettes and the motion capture character faces. They're all very well done in this game movie. And so it's been just an enjoyable, fun romp, just going in and just beating the shit out of zombies. You never feel like you're, I mean, I suppose there may be times where you're going to feel overwhelmed and you can get killed, but it's just light zombie fun. And I'm just thoroughly enjoying it. And I think it's because everything's fairly straightforward and doesn't feel overly complicated. And yeah, just kicking zombies' ass, and I kind of love it.
Fun,
yeah. So that's basically me. That was my week. It was some Halo, without Snuggins, which was even better. And then love you, Rob. And then Dead Island 2, and just smashing zombies and the gore factor in these zombies. Like, you break their arms and they become useless. So there is a fun factor in terms of how you dismember these zombies. But overall, it's been a real nice surprise. I was pleasantly surprised by this game. Didn't see it coming.
Good.
Cool. Kim, what about you?
Oh, well, so many things. Not really, but there is a new one on here. So there's that. Finally, after failing miserable last weekend, I finally got on to play some Call of Duty Hardpoint with Boomer. And now they have mimics along with zombies. So that's been fun. Like you said, I think this is my new favorite mode on COD. It's just nuts. I mean, you've got the other team to worry about, but then you've also got to capture the hardpoint, but then you've got zombies, and it's just craziness, and I love it. There's something fun about running around the map with a shotgun, blowing the shit out of zombies and people left and right, and yeah, it's just fun. Either that or I'm just maniacal. One or the other. I don't know. But anyway. We played some Hardpoint. I thoroughly recommend it if you enjoy COD. I've been Chiva whoring on Bluey because, of course, for the Game Pass deal, you've got to get achievement to get the points or whatever. So I've been using Bluey to get achievements so I can get the points for the Game Pass deal. And then last but not least, I've started Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen. I just started it last night, believe it or not. Yep. So, I'm not very far along. I've made it, and if you've played Dragon's Dogma, you know what I'm talking about. But I've made it to the, not companions, what do they call those things? Pawns. I've made it to the pawn encampment where you can pick your little pawn and dress them up or whatever you the way you want to, yada yada. Plus you can pick up like two more. So I've done that. I have to laugh though, because in my character creation, I thought she looked somewhat normal. It kind of reminds me of the Inquisition, Dragon Age Inquisition deal, when they had to patch the, was it the cosmetics or something in it, because if you put makeup on your character, she looked like a tramp. Basically, it was just really bad. And that's kind of what my Dragon's Dogma character looks like right now. I'm kind of wishing I could go back and fix her up, because she just looks like an ugly Molly Ringwald. So, just really bad. But the game's been fun so far. It's a little bit different than the RPGs that I'm used to. So, but it's been fun. Like I said, I got to make my own little pawn up. It's funny. He's big and blonde and got a beard. I call him Steve. So he's almost Thor-like. It's funny. But I figure if I'm going to have to run around with this doofus killing things, then well.
Is he also pasty?
No, I fixed that with this one. So I could fix it on this guy. So he is not pasty. So yeah.
By the way, I was able to get some video footage up of somebody playing Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen.
Say that twice.
Say that. Yeah, no, I can't. So up on screen for those curious of what the game looks like, I'll try and throw some Dead Island 2 up while we're talking about other stuff, just right. So people can see it.
But yeah. So Dragon's Dogma. I figured I might try to conquer this before the second one comes out, because it looks good too. So
I'm kind of excited for the second one.
Right.
I you know, it's funny. I bought this game on the cheap, and I was like, you know, I started playing it again, kind of like you, Kim. Mm-hmm. And then I quickly remembered how I or why I kind of fell off the first one. It is a bit wonky.
Yes.
Certain things just and I think hopefully this is just a byproduct of this being an older game. And so they just didn't have the ability to make that real polished experience. But it does give me some hesitation now about Dragon's Dogma 2. I'm like,
right. I will say I do like the fact that you can climb up on the monsters as you're killing them to kind of get like backstabbing moves on them and that sort of thing. That is neat. I will give them that. But I'm with you. It is a bit wonky, but it is an older game. So I don't know. We'll see how I get. We'll get along with it. If I can get along with it and even just finish most of it before the other one comes out, that at least give me an idea of whether or not I want to buy the first or the next one or not. So
the whole premise of it is pretty awesome, and it did work. I remember it worked very well. Of course, now it's a little, you know, playing through Dark Arisen, it's kind of a broken game in that you don't have the population playing it like you did when it first came out.
Right.
But you know, the whole pawn thing, it's a cool kind of, I'm trying to think of what it reminded me of a little bit. What was the Forza system that they instituted for a while, Robin? Do you remember that? The Drivatars? That's what I was saying. Yeah. Drivatars.
Huh? Yep.
And that's kind of what this is in some respect, but it's just AI-driven Drivatars.
I can send them off and like they can be killing the little guys with the big guy, and while I'm over hacking on the big boss or something. So that's kind of nice. So I don't know. Mark was giving me crap about it because I still hadn't started it yet. So when he posted up a video of the second one, so I thought, well, maybe I've got it on my Steam Deck and I bought it for like $3. So I figured, why the hell not? So we'll see.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anything else, Kim?
No, that's it.
Okay. Sister Tit. What are you watching now, Robin?
I know, right?
Even what I'm watching. I'm watching The Sound of Music. The opening scene of The Sound of Music, because I'm working on a new video at the moment for, as you've seen, I do a little intro video for the Warriors series, which is our really successful championship that we're running at the moment. And the next round is at the Austria and Red Bull Ring. And I have this idea in my head, because it's in the mountains and it's up high, Julie Andrews starts, and there's the helicopter shot that comes in with her, and she comes and she spins and starts to sing The Sound of Music. But I think when she starts to spin, I will appear in the mountains and start to go through the roundup of what happened and do the whole fly-in from it. And I'm also working on a commercial at the moment for, as you've seen, that my first commercial was for Bongo Pants, the Poo Pants. Which has went down very well, and the orders have been coming in for Poo Pants. If you don't know what Poo Pants are, they're special, the Tenna men sim racing pants that you can put on when you're doing longer races, that if you need to have a poo, you don't need to get up and ruin your race. Now you can quite comfortably do it. So Ten are one of my sponsors. Brill Cream is also a sponsor. And the next advert where I'm working on at the moment, it's almost finished right now, is that when I'm driving and I get frustrated or crashed into and I lose the head and I turn the room blue and get really, really mad, I need to cool down. Well, there's now a new Bongo Brill Cream that you don't wear using your hair, use as a face mask. So as you can imagine, I'll be there driving away and I'm getting really, really angry. We'll cut away to the Bongo Brill Cream and we'll come back and my face will be completely covered in white cream and I will be calm and I'll be happy again. So that's the next advert that we're working on. But anyway, the madness keeps on
don't
going.
Don't worry,
on.
Robin. We've got your poo pants on screen.
So, yeah. So it's a good advert. It's a good advert. Yeah. So I want these are like the little 30-second fillers. So when I go to, you know, get up and go to the toilet or get a drink or do something, I hit a button and the adverts play. So they'll be, but it will be, It was sort of the last thing was like I'd done like a news report in a newsroom, like a sports desk sort of thing. And I'm standing there and then it broke to commercial. And that's what so I'm going. This will next one will break the commercial and it will be the Bongo Brill Cream. So we've got them Saga over 50 tours to get through. I don't know how we're going to do that one. I've got Specsavers glasses. We have got what is the drink that you take for old people?
Drink, one you're taking now, I believe you call it Ensure.
Yes, Ensure. They're a sponsor for me as well. So there's a few adverts that we still have to go through, and then I'm having fun with that sort of stuff. Judah thinks I'm freaking mad. So this week this week was a really hard week. We were at Valencia, which was a really tough circuit. It was a relatively new circuit, and because I've got to the point now, which I'm almost good. I get paired with in the splits, so a split is it works out how competitive you are, how skilled you are. So in a race there could be maybe five or six splits, and I've been happily in split two and split three for the last while, and I can be at the pointy end of those split three, definitely, you know, winning split two very much at the pointy end, a good chance of winning, but now I'm in split one for most of my races this week, and those guys are semi-professional fake race drivers, and they're really, really good. These are the guys that do this for a living. They're esports guys. They're unbelievably ruthless, and it was bloody hard work this week. Again, I catch myself going, I'm sitting in my big red seat and I'm happy and I'm doing what I love, but it was hard work. And we're on to Kyle Amy this week, which is a track I like. So Tuesday, I'm doing a full stream tonight. We're at Bongo Roulette, which is a fun thing for new people. And then we have Warriors Championship on Thursday night, which is epic. So that's at the Red Bull Ring. So looking forward to that. Took my first driver for a lesson on Thursday before our race, and spent an hour with a upcoming guy going through lines and racecraft. Well, that's an interesting thing that I may get into more of, and offering some training there as well for people. The overall championship now, I'm up another division. I'm running 12th in that championship right now. The target is to be top 10. And we'll you know, that's out of thousands of people, so 12th. So nice. Excellent.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm up to. So after this tonight at 5:30, God, shit, in 20 minutes, I'm at Bongo Roulette. So still having fun with it. Still having fun. One of my old colleagues said, "Oh, but maybe you'll get bored with it, Robin," and maybe I will, but at the moment, no, because it's not. It's
maybe
not
you won't.
Yeah. It's the community and it's the business side of it, and there's so much. It's like an onion, Greg. It's like an onion. Mm. It layers and it makes you fart. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. No other gaming apart from this. My life is so.
All right. Well, we'll transition to talk about some news here. I'm going to throw Dead Island 2 on just so people can see what the game looks like as we do that.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, there's Meta Madness, a little quiz. Do you have it?
We do have it, Kim.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Oh, go.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. I gotta pull my my list up here. I want to make sure I tell you the right thing and not the wrong thing. Anyway. Alrighty. The first game that we have is Wolfenstein for the Xbox 360.
Yeah. Well, what year are we talking about here, Kim?
2009.
Okay. 2009.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like I said, Wolfenstein, the 360, 2009. What was the score? Greggles.
Ooh. Wolfenstein, 2009. Was this the original?
I'd assume so, yes. It's the one that came out on the 360, so.
The first remake, I suppose.
Yeah, I was going to say the first remake. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 89.
Okay. Bobbins?
That was brilliant. 94.
Oh, wow. Well, Greg was the closest. Believe it or not, it was 72.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really? I was kind of shocked myself by it, but yeah.
I didn't get that. Bad version of it? Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Huh, there you go. Greg wins again.
Yeah.
Winner, Greg?
Winner, chicken dinner.
There you go. Alrighty, on to our next game, which is a near and dear to my heart. It's like one of my absolute favorites, and that is Dragon Age Origins, which also came out in 2009. God, doesn't seem like that long ago, but here it is. So here it is, Dragon Age Origins on the 360. What was its score? And we'll go with Robin.
97.
I feel like that might be high.
So I'm going to go lower. So yeah.
I am going to go lower. I'm going to go with 91.
Oh, Greg got it again. It was 86. I kind of thought it was going to be higher too, but it was not. Yeah, 86.
Goodness.
I rank it up higher than that, but that's I don't count.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Last, but certainly not least, this is a bit of a goofy one because it's me, and goddammit, I wanted to put one on here that was silly. So, released April 29th of 2009, we have Stalin versus the Martians that came out on PC.
I'm sorry, what was this game again?
Stalin versus the Martians.
Cool.
You know. Yeah. And what was its score? Griggles.
Jesus. I'm just trying to capture the name here. It's throwing me off. Stalin versus the Martian.
Yeah, it only came out on PC because that's all I could find.
Only on PC, which makes sense. A game like that absolutely has to be PC.
And looking at it, it's got to be like shovelware or something because it looks absolutely horrendous. But it's fun. It looks funny as shit. So
I'm gonna say 72.
Okay, Robin.
34?
Robin is closest. It was 25.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, 25. Well, that just torpedoed me.
Yeah.
So, Robin takes it.
So, yeah, I don't know. I saw that one right off the bat. I'm like, okay, Stalin versus the Martians. I've got to put that one in there because holy shit. That is ridiculous. Amazingly enough, though, people that apparently actually played it rated it higher than Metacritic.
There you go. Lots of bad news.
Here is the fucking news.
Embracer is reportedly selling Saber Interactive for $500. Oh, sorry. $500 million.
Wait, what? Oh, okay.
Including its Star Wars KOTOR remake. A Bloomberg report citing a source familiar with the transaction says the studio has been sold to a group of private investors. The deal will result in Saber becoming a privately owned company with around 3,500 employees across its studios worldwide, including US, Russia, and Portugal. Saber has also reportedly continued work on its remake of Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic following the deal. The KOTOR remake was originally billed as a collaboration between Saber, studio Asper Media, and production partners Lucasfilm Games and Sony Interactive Entertainment, and was announced as a timed PS5 console exclusive during a PlayStation showcase in September 21. So there you go. Money's changing hands. Now, Borderlands studio Gearbox is reported closer than ever to being sold by the Embracer Group.
Wow.
Embracer needs money, or they're trying to get out of it. There you go. Sources reportedly told Kotaku that Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford wants to have more money to do use on his magic tricks. Held in a town hall meeting with his staff this week and told them that the decision is being made regarding the studio's future, with more information to be shared in March. According to the report, Pitchford has been telling staff for months that Gearbox's three options were to stay with Embracer, get sold to another company, or buy itself out by and become independent. Kotaku claims that the decision has been made to sell Gearbox to another company and that a deal is being finalized. Refusing to confirm or deny the report, Pitchford told Kotaku, "I'm delighted that what we might be up to is interesting enough to people that you want to make a story about us for your readers." And as always, we'll be thrilled to share whatever we have, projects to announce, or news to share as we work hard towards our missions to entertain. Abracadabra.
This entire week, by the way, the news was depressing as all get out. It's just nothing but bad news. Although I do give some glimmer of hope at the very end with a couple little one-liners.
EA cancelled Respawn's Star Wars first-person shooter, announced in 2022. The first-person shooter game was being helmed by former LucasArts veteran and Medal of Honor co-creator Peter Hirschman, who previously worked in the original Battlefront games, The Force Unleashed, and more. In a statement published on Wednesday alongside the announcement of nearly 700 company-wide layoffs, EA president Laura Miel said that after a review, it had decided Respawn should focus on Jedi and Apex Legends. Focus on the Jedi and Apex Legends series. Respawn's unique ability to connect with players and create exceptional game experiences is unrivaled in entertainment, she said in a statement. As we've looked at Respawn's portfolio over the last few months, what's clear is games our players are most excited about are Jedi and Respawn's rich library of own brands. Remakes. Knowing this, we have decided to pivot away from early development on Star Wars first-person shooter action game to focus on our efforts on new projects based on our own brands while providing support for existing games. That's interesting.
EA, we like money.
Yeah.
Also a theme in this news.
EA has closed Battlefield single-player studios Ridgeline. Wow. Seattle-based studio was established in late 2021 and has been staffing up for its debut project, which described as a narrative campaign in the Battlefield universe. Last week, it was confirmed that the studio's co-founder, Halo co-creator Margus Leto, had departed the company for apparent personal reasons. Leto reacted to the news on X on Wednesday, that's Twitter, suggesting he was unaware of plans to close Ridgeline. In a statement published on Wednesday alongside the announcement of nearly 700 company-wide layoffs, EA Entertainment President Laura Miele had a bad week and confirmed that Ridgeline would now be winding down. Phew.
And breathe and more.
Insomniac calls this week's layoffs a solemn unprecedented moment. For the studio, after PlayStation announced layoffs, PlayStation said on Tuesday that it planned to lay off 900 employees worldwide, about 8% of its workforce. The move will cut staff, include staff cuts at Spider-Man studio Insomniac, Last of Us developer Naughty Dog in the US. PlayStation's London studio has been shut down. Fellow UK developer Firesprite has been hit with layoffs, and Netherlands-based Horizon studio Guerrilla Games is reportedly cutting 10% of its workforce. Like several other teams across SIE and PlayStation Studios, Insomniac Games was impacted by yesterday's layoffs, the company said in a message published on X, Twitter. There are no sufficient words to express our feelings about it. This is a solemn and unprecedented moment for our studio, including the photograph we showed this week of chap retiring, and then with that photograph be taken like 2 days later when they're all fired.
Oh yeah, yeah. God, that was, talk about bad timing. And so the studio head, Sean Layden for Sony.
Whoever it was, no. Yeah, he retired. No, stepped down.
God, I can't think of it. Anyway, he's getting ready to retire.
Yeah,
he goes to the London studio.
Yeah.
Takes pictures with these people. They're congratulating him on his retirement. You have to think they gave him a cake, a going away cake, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, group photo. 3 days later, they closed the entire studio.
Yep. So let's take that same photograph again and see if their faces have changed.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Grim Reaper just walking through and touching people.
And this is not so much bad, but it's okay. Switch 2 is targeting a March 2025, is now targeting March 2025 and was delayed to avoid shortages, new reports claim. According to a new report by a Japanese publication, which claims that the Switch successor internal delay, reported first by VGC and others earlier this month, was partly so that Nintendo could avoid potential hardware supply issues. Although Nintendo had planned for a launch late in 2024 for Switch 2, according to Nikkei, priority was given to ensure the initial inventory of the successor console and a lineup of software titles at the time of its launch, an attempt to avoid widespread reselling.
So, you know why this is bad news, by the way? Because it ruins my prediction that the Switch 2 was coming the second half of this year. Also, it's Jim Ryan that I was thinking of. Jim Ryan was at the London studios for Sony.
Yeah.
Killing people, basically.
Oh, dear. Last of Us director Neil Druckmann says he doesn't think he has many more big games left in him. It's very, very dangerous to put games inside you.
Well, apparently he sees himself similar to Quentin Tarantino. And fun fact, I did not know this. Quentin Tarantino said he only wanted to make 10 movies. And so he always numbers them. This is the 7th movie by Quentin Tarantino. That's kind of how he promotes it, or the 8th movie. And so he won't go past 10. I guess Neil Druckmann, similar vein, kind of thinking he only had X amount of games in him, and then he would want to go off and do something less stressful, like, I don't know, making movies.
There you go. And Remedy has acquired the full rights to Control franchise from 505 Games. There you go.
Yeah, good for them.
EA is confident that Dragon Age Dreadwolf will release this year. It's
I hope so. That was my prediction.
That is news for Kim.
I thought you liked that one, Kim.
Yeah.
And that's it for the news. Sorry, it was depressing and horrible. And all those people that are affected, I hope they land somewhere safely. And they've already learned to code, so I'm sure they'll be fine. So.
Yeah, it's just a rough week for the gaming industry.
I as I said, one of my predictions is that this is going to be the year and next year of indie titles, and a lot of these really talented people finding their feet, and the really good ones will create and get some fantastic indie titles over the next couple of years.
No, you know, and I think this, again, it kind of just points to the realization that some of these companies, you know, you think about Sony, and when they're saying they are operating at a 6-9% margin. Profit margin. I don't know anybody out there that would ever say, you know, if you told them, hey, you're going to go into business, your margin's going to be 6-9%. Do you want to do that? No, hell no. So there is going to be this consolidation. There's also going to be changing in terms of how these games. I think there's realization happening in the gaming industry that the hardware is not the platform anymore. The hardware is merely a means to get to the ecosystem, and the ecosystem is what is the platform. That is what is driving people. So Sony has an ecosystem. They need to drive gamers into the ecosystem, whether on PC or they're on a PlayStation, wherever. Microsoft, the same thing. Nintendo, a little bit. Kind of, you know, they're their own little duck, but
The Steam Box,
they may come around.
Yeah, almost, yeah. Kind of. Steam Box is reality. It switches on. It's just a games console with a pile of games. And look, I have to step out. So,
right.
At this point, thank you very much, everybody, and I will speak to you soon.
Well, cheers, Robin. Thank you.
Yes. I'll fuck up your screen, this eye. No.
Probably.
You know.
So, all right. Speak to this. Bye bye.
Cheers, Robin. All right. Think, fuck, he's gone. Of course, it screwed up all of our cameras, but you know.
Right. Yeah, well, always something.
That's always something with that guy, I tell you. All right, Kim, I'm not going to worry about trying to. I'm not going to mess with your camera. We're just going to finish out.
Gotcha. Sounds like a plan.
All right. New releases, real fast. Let's knock through it.
All righty. Your new releases for March 3rd through the 10th are. And no, I haven't bought this yet. Quilts and Cats of Calico for the PC, March 5th.
Shocking.
I know, right? Well, it's not out yet, so that could be why. Anyway, the Outlast Trials for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC, March 5th. As Dusk Falls for the PS5, PS4, March 7th. And I swear this isn't a Robinism, it's a real game. Snufkin, Melody of the Moomin Valley. I don't know. Somebody had marbles in their mouth when they came up with the title, I guess. For the Switch and PC, March 7th. Rolling down for the rest of them. We have The Pirate Queen, A Forgotten Legend for the Quest 3, Quest 2, and PC, March 7th. Eka R, I assume is what that one's called, for the PS5 and PlayStation VR 2, March 8th. Unicorn Overlord for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4 and Switch, March 8th. WWE 2K24 for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch on March 8th as well. And those are your new releases.
All right. And here, yeah. I kind of lied. I fixed your camera.
Thank you.
I couldn't have, it was like half your body. It was like, no, this I can't work. All right. Well,
hopefully it was the good half. Anyway.
Yeah. Depends on how you want to look at it, Kim. That's a loaded question.
I know.
Anyway. We got play dates coming up. Wednesday, yeah. Halo Nights. Maybe Rob will join us again. Maybe he won't. We don't need him. It's okay. We're fine Snuggins. Without Rob. Whatever. I love you, Snuggins. We've got Fatal Fridays. Mark is leading that charge. He's doing that every Friday. Robin has a full course of games going on. He only has one game going on, let's be honest.
Right.
But it's racing sim racing. If you love it, you're there. You'll be having fun. And then Kim, I know you, the zombies mode, is that the new jam?
That's the new thing. Yeah. The horde point. So if you want to come along and get raped by mimics like the rest of us, because I'm telling you, them assholes or something else, but it's fun. Nonetheless, I mean, we don't always finish first, but we don't usually finish last either sometimes. So
we're going to have to like start putting out a rape hotline for being raped by mimics.
Could be, because those little assholes. And then you get two at the same time. Jesus Christ. But they don't like shotguns. So that's, you know, that's a helpful thing. So anyway.
Speaking of shotguns, I was watching a documentary last night on the Menendez brothers.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. On happier notes, let's give a shout out to the chat. There's been a lot of people in there.
All righty. Yeah, we've got quite a few in there. The usuals, I like to call them, because they usually show up. And that is CP Matthew, Boomer, Snuggins, Batch, and Lord showed up at the tail end. So thank you all for showing up and keeping the chat going. It's always nice when people are in the chat. I don't feel like I'm talking to myself. So thank you.
We always worry when you start answering yourself, Kim. That's, I know. That's really weird. Yeah.
I have days.
You do. You do. All right, Kim, shout outs. Anybody you want to shout out in particular?
I guess Mother Nature for a start. Hopefully this weather holds up and we don't plummet back into freezing temperatures again, because I'm really ready for winter to be over. A shout out, even though he's not here, shout out to you and Robin. As always, it's fun. This is like my adult time, I guess you'd call it, because usually it's there's children or I'm by myself. Or there's cats, and well, they don't answer me. So this is fun. I like doing the Metacritic this week, so that was fun.
Yeah.
And
the Metacritic thing, I think that's gonna stick. I just it's a fun, easy quiz, and everybody can play at home. Right. So yeah.
I like it, and you let me put the one goofy one in there because I saw that, and I'm like, I gotta put that in there. I know nobody's heard of it because I've never heard of it. But anyway,
25. That's a low ass score.
That's yeah. No shit, right? And it's got Stalin and Martians. You'd think people would be all over that, but I guess not. So anyway, and then shout out to Boomer, who's always my Call of Duty buddy and doesn't mind get the last minute when I send him a message. I'm like, you want to play COD? I've only got like an hour and a half, but we can kill something. And he's always up for it. So thanks, Boomer, for that. So, and like I said, if anybody wants to come and play zombies with us on the weekend or something, you know, maybe I should put out a tweet or something. I don't know. I'll put something somewhere in the WhatsApp or whatever. Y'all come along. Shoot some zombies.
Send Kim a message. Please, please, please do not include pictures.
Oh, dear God, no, please. So anyway, I hope everybody has a good week this week. Hopefully next weekend I won't have this cough thing going, but God only knows. And over to Gringles while I rumble some more.
All right. You're done coughing, Kim. No more coughing. Shout out to moms. My mom, my mother-in-law. Oh, it's funny. As we get older and just the little things that just set you off. But we love all our moms. Shout out to the two of you, even though Robin's not here. Thank you both for joining me this week.
Sure.
Shout out to Pete, just because I haven't heard from Pete in a long time.
I know.
I hope our wayward ginger Viking is okay. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's just doing Pete things. And realizing that living on a boat is not easy. That's, I think, the realities of life. All right, that's it. We'll be back next week, everybody. Come back. Thank you so much for being here. Like, subscribe, do all that social media thing, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.